I guess the fact that when you have, I guess, like, human, it's our human nature. Like, we need to be do feel productive, like we're actually doing some kind of work. So that's what can keep me busy. Not only getting me out of the house, not being as depressed as much, being stuck at home due to the pandemic or not. I guess the fact, like, oh, I gotta go check out this location. Let's go check out this location. Go ahead around, take pictures, get to see a side of the city that I probably never would have done if there wasn't a pandemic. Let's be honest. I'll be honest.
Welcome to the No More Reasonable Doubt podcast. In season two of this podcast, it's made to help Black professionals start passion projects so they can expand their impact in the world and at work. In each episode, you can expect an interview with a Black professional who has a 9-to-5 just like you. And they've also launched a passion project into this world. You'll also get episodes with specific topics and lessons to help you move that passion project forward. I'm your host and fellow passion project starter, Mike Ambassador Bruni. Let's start the show. Welcome to another episode of No More Reasonable Doubt. Today, our special guest is Phil. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Yes, thank you for having me.
My utmost pleasure. The first question we like to ask all of our guests is, what do you do for full-time work?
I currently work as an ESL teacher in a city called Ulsan, South Korea. I've been doing ESL work since 2016. And this is like my first year officially teaching in a public school setting.
Where were you teaching before public school? Was it a private school setting?
Well, it was more like private at school English academy. It's called Hagwon. So I've been working those for a long time. I wanted to switch to public school, but it's never got the experience or made the cut, for the intakes.
Thank you for that. Oh. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Were you going to say something else?
I actually moved to the city of Incheon back in 2020 to start my first time teaching in public school, but I never got the opportunity to actually teach kids, students because of COVID. So So here, my current job right now, this is my officially first time teaching in a public school setting. And I prefer this more than the previous jobs I worked at for sure.
All right. So, one of the main thing that people want to know, what is your purpose or passion project and how long has it been in existence?
I kind of started this whole Black travel experience since I moved to South Korea. I'll start and begin. So what got me attracted to come over here was the fact that in my last semester of college in 2015, I was going to the job market, like trying to find a job, can't find nothing. And on my university job board, I found a list about the possibility about teaching English in South Korea. So I looked into that, so it was pretty great. But the problem what led me want to start this whole blog category is the fact that when it comes to, I guess, not just ESL, but overall travel and tourism, there's barely any content back then, back in 2016, even now, there's barely any content for somebody who looks like me, who looks like us, And obviously, and I guess in 2020, while I was working in school, I just realized, okay, because I wrote a book about like a little travel guide, and I realized, okay, if no one's going to make this type of content, I'll go ahead and start complaining. I'll try to make my own, basically.
So, the next question I usually ask is around what's your origin story? And it sounds like, hey, you started to tell us about that. Is there anything else that you want to provide? All superheroes have an origin story. Is there anything else that you would like to add to that origin story? What's the passion behind it? All those things.
Well, I've always been interested in traveling around the world, particularly to Japan because of anime. Because back in the day, in the early 2000s, I watched Toonami on Cartoon Network when I used to play shows like Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, all that shows, right? And I always had interest in going to Japan, but I just didn't know how to do it. And I didn't want to go through the military just to go travel to another country. And so right now, I haven't been to Japan yet because it's actually more expensive to travel there. It's pretty expensive. But I guess my story is because of anime, really.
Is there a point? So you had this idea of creating travel guides for Black folks,
the Black Traveler, right?
Right.
Was there a point where you hesitated to start it? And what got you over the hump of that hesitation?
I guess my hesitation when I came up with the idea, when I was, well, I got the idea back in May 2020. I was at work one day, listening to this webinar series about how to turn like a side project you enjoy, you know, make a side income type of, you know, webinar series. And I thought about what something I haven't done before. Now, I never thought I would ever be able to write a book ever, because I didn't think I had the drive, that, you know, the goal, the, you know, the skills to do so. And being that it was the first book one, I figured, okay, let me at least try it to, you know, test the waters, see if people enjoy this type of content for sure. So I figured, let me test the waters first to see if people enjoy it. And if it is, if it's so, then let's try and make another one. And for the first book, I actually got put on furlough back in July 2020. It was supposed to be temporarily, but it actually ended up going through July until February 2021. So during last summer, I spent the time going around the city of Incheon, taking pictures, going to various locations, writing down notes, and, you know, trying to collect, you know, and give apologies, eventually turn into a book. I guess the fear of what it's not going to sell, what people don't enjoy, what people don't like it. And so I decided, why not? I mean, hey, I could at least say I wrote a book. Some number, I mean, people could say they've done that. So I did it. And so far, there's been positive feedback for that type of content. So I realized, okay, let's try book number two, see if people really enjoy it. So that's what kept me kind of going.
So you mentioned that, hey, let me try it.
Yeah.
You said, let me try it. Let me put it out there. Was the put it out there as a physical book? What were you?
E-book.
Okay, ebook. And then, you know, there may be someone who's listening right now who's interested in doing something similar.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about this process, right? Because it can feel very distant. When it's like, hey, I wrote a book, it was an ebook. What does that mean? Like, you were testing something. What is the process to get to a point where you can actually test it? Where are you putting it? How are you seeing the feedback to know if it's doing well or not? Tell us a little bit about that.
I guess, how can I say this? Well, I knew because this is a niche market I'm going for. So I always know, especially the particular demographic I'm going for. I realized there's definitely demand for this, because I remember about a year ago, a year or two ago, I read this report about the potential of Black tourism dollars being almost close to a $1 billion industry. And I realized what I kind of do, I kind of did blogging and Instagram for a time, right? I realized, hey, let me try to get some of that action, you know, because I know it's going to blow up, especially post-COVID when it's safe to travel around the world. I know it's going to blow up for sure. So I figured, let me put my name in the hat, in the ring, you know, to get something, I guess. In terms of books, I shopped around to figure out where or how to get started. You know, where can I publish? Which market should I go for? Should I just go straight Amazon, Google, or Apple Books? Where should I put the book? And I was looking around. I came across this website called PublishDrive, which I currently use right now. And how it works is I pay a subscription fee, and in exchange, I get access to all the retail bookware, all where you can buy books, ebooks, audiobooks. I have all access to that.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I guess my thing is, and it kind of reminds me of my favorite quotes, and also I have a shirt of this from One Piece. It says, if you don't take risks, you can't create a future. And I realized, I mean, I figure it's like, why not? I mean, never hurts to try, you know, one time, see if people like it. They're like, if they don't, I just walk away and say, hey, at least I tried it. No one can complain. Take that away from me.
You know, and you can never take away content. So Pharrell, the artist, has the thing where he uses the acronym NERD, no one ever really dies, in terms of music, right? Because your music is there. It lives past you. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way about content. Your book is forever here. Even if it was like, oh, no one's liking it right now, you just never know who's going to stumble upon it in 5 years. Yeah. And just be like, oh, right. My God, this is the best thing. So I'm really happy that you made this for us, man.
Right.
So you may have answered this question.
Mm-hmm.
Usually there is this thing about, man, where did you find the time? And it sounds like there was a furlough situation that might have given you the time. But I'll ask you anyway. Yeah. Okay, so it was the furlough. We'll skip that part. Where did you find the energy? Because even being on furlough, where did you find the energy to continue to write this book?
I guess the fact that when you have, I guess, like, you know, it's our human nature. Like, we need to feel productive. Like, we're actually doing some kind of work. So that's what can keep me busy. You know, not only getting me out of the house, you know, not being as depressed as much, you know, being stuck at home due to the pandemic or not. I guess the fact that, like, oh, I get to go check out this location. Let's go check out this location. You know, go around, take pictures, get to see a side of the city that I probably never would have done if there wasn't a pandemic. Let's be honest. I'll be honest. I guess it's the fear of, or I guess the, how can I say this? I guess it's the fact, like, it gave me some type of purpose. I realized, okay, this is something I really wanted to do. Like, just realized, it gave me it motivated me in a way that I never done so by any kind of work that I've done other beforehand. Just the idea of, oh, I can make this type of project that no one's done before. Like, maybe I could start something. I don't know. It gets to the idea that, you know, it can be busy, can be occupied during the summer. Fall and kind of part of winter, I was, after the first book I published, I kind of fell into a slump, a financial slump, really, mainly. But at the same time, I still felt happy because, like, you know, I did this. I actually wrote a book. And then I said, okay, let me try book number two. And I was only able to do research a few, like, twice, like, for a week in the city of Daegu due to financial restrictions and quarantine.
I hear the purpose, you know, kind of a reason to get up, a reason to keep going. I hear trailblazer in there, something that has never been done. So great stuff, man. Has the work that you've done, now that you're back, you know, you're back teaching, have you found the work that you've done with this project, has it impacted your work at all in a positive way?
I guess in a way, because, like, when I have some downtime, when I'm not teaching, I finish my lesson plans, you know, kind of, I guess, give me something else to do when I'm, instead of, like, you know, watching YouTube while I'm on the clock, I guess. I guess it's again, it's just a second passion project when I think it's the fact, like, when you have this idea for a side business, side hustle that you enjoy, that you really like it, that you want to put all your energy towards it, you know, try and make it better, especially after you did the first part. Your first project did okay. You know, again, it's a testing ground, right? So for the second round, you want to do a little bit better. You want to kind of, like, step it up a notch, right? And that's what kind of gave it for me, especially during this month. Back in, like, towards the beginning of April, and I kind of had the same realization, like, okay, you know what? We're in a good spot. I got a good job now. I'm stable. Let's go ahead and try to get this book out as soon as possible. So that's what kind of motivate me to want to get back out there and finish it.
There is someone who is listening to this interview right now who's on the fence of starting their own purpose or passion project.
Uh-huh.
And they're listening to your story, the things that you've done, the ups and the downs. And what kind of advice or word would you share with them based on what you've learned on this journey?
I would say, if there's an idea, I say go for it. I think for a lot of us, and probably maybe you understand this too, like, especially with COVID, it made me realize I don't need a job to define who I am. Like, maybe, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 job, whatever, but I realize if there's an idea you have, maybe for just a business side hustle, go for it. I mean, we all say you only get one life, go do what you need to do. But I think because of the pandemic, it really opened my eyes. Well, I'm pretty sure everybody's eyes realized, hey, this whole traditional pathway, like, that everybody we're doing, we've been on this track for all this time. We realized, what am I doing with my life? Like, yeah, you've seen the movie Soul, right? The new Disney movie, Pixar movie.
I have not seen it yet, but by the time that this recording comes out, I'm sure the answer would be yes.
Yeah, so there's a particular scene, and I guess one of the minor characters, like, you know, he's like a hedge fund manager. Like, he gets a soul back. He kind of has a sudden realization to ask himself, what am I doing with my life? And I guess it's kind of like the same way, too. It's like, when I was doing these projects, like I felt more happy, more accomplished. Now, am I going to quit my current job to keep, do these whole, Black Travel Guide books full time? No, because I like teaching. And plus, I need a paycheck, of course. I need a stable paycheck. But the way I see it is, if there's something you think you want to try, go for it. Because again, I'm pretty sure, for you in the listeners listening to this, I mean, Kuo's showed us that, listen, we got one life, you should appreciate it. If there's an idea you want to try, go for it. If you are in a financial stable position to do so, to maybe open up a side business or maybe write a book or something like that, if you're in a position, financial stable position to do so, I say go for it.
COVID definitely gave us a space to slow down and then go, wait a minute, what am I doing here?
Yeah, exactly. So, and of course, that sudden realization, I'm pretty sure millions have realized, oh, wait, my job could replace me just as quickly, even if I'm the best employee. So it's like, what? I mean, there's nothing wrong with working hard, but it's like, why am I working hard for a company or entity who will gladly replace me if I end up getting COVID and dying? They'll replace me just with the quickness. So why should I pour my energy towards a company who doesn't really care? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Instead, I should pour my energy towards a product or service I have into something that I care, that I enjoy.
Thanks for that, Phil. Phil, yeah. Along this journey of writing the book, are there any resources that you would recommend or books that you found helpful along the way? If something comes to mind, would you mind sharing 1 to 3 of those?
Mm-hmm. In terms of your potential author, there are many on Facebook. I'm part of many Black author Facebook groups. So I joined those. They've been a great resource in a way to meet other writers, authors, and editors. I would say if there's especially writing a book, I would say write what you know. Write about what you like, what you enjoy, and write what you know. I feel like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with writing other topics and things like that. If it's challenging you, you like it, go for it. But I would say for me, it's like if you write something that you like, that you know about, that you actually know something about, then you'll make sure it's going to be the best product you're going to be versus something that you may not know about, you may not like it, but it's going to be obvious to the degree that you're just doing it for the paycheck, I can't really think of other resources. Like I said, the website I use, if you're thinking about publishing a book, use a website called Publish Drive, one word, publishdrive.com. That's what I've been using, and I enjoyed it so far. So
that's helpful. That is really helpful. So, Phil, where can the people find you and the dope work that you're putting out into this world, man?
Well, my book, you can follow me on Instagram at the Blurred Explorer. Blurred, B-L-E-R-D, Explorer. It's one word. Both my two books, The Black Traveler's Guide to Incheon, South Korea, and The Black Traveler's Guide to Daegu, South Korea, you can find them on Amazon Kindle, Apple Books, Google Play Books, and wherever else you can find the ebook. Wherever they sell them, you can find them.
Are there any other places you want to point to people or Instagram?
Instagram is fine. That's where you mainly find me. If you ever got questions, you want to DM me, you want to talk or chat or ask any questions, yeah, please feel free to chat with me anytime.
Thank you so much, Phil, for taking the time and saying yes to coming on this podcast. We appreciate having you, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
My utmost pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and found tremendous value in it. If so, don't keep it a secret. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram, our handle, No More Reasonable Doubt. Every so often, I create a free resource to help you take your purpose or passion from a dream to an actual project. You can always find that resource at nomorereasonabledoubt.com/free-gift. This is Mike Ambassador Bruni for No More Reasonable Doubt. Remember, some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. It's on you.